Which one doesn't?
Push that button up top.
Okay, bam. We have issues with people with mobility issues, as well as parents with strollers, the big strollers, getting into the building area. There is an issue with the threshold up at the top. And then the other problem that we have, and I'm assuming I go that way, yes. The other issue that we have is the roof isn't connected properly to the gutters. So we have a continual problem with condensation dripping down on that ramp area, which that's, you know, not a nice thing to be walking up the middle of the ramp and getting dripped on. But the other thing is in the wintertime, which just recently this past month, it ices over, which causes another safety issue for us. We also have issues with the sidewalk being badly cracked. Again, for individuals that are on walkers, using walkers, or the motorized scooters to get into the building, there is a problem with the cracked sidewalk, as you can see right there, as well as there's an issue with getting from the street up onto that sidewalk. We have very limited parking, and the parking lot that's behind the library is at a severe angle. So for people that are handicapped, they prefer to go in that front entrance. 50% of the people that do come into the library are 60 years or older. So we like to factor that into who uses the library. We've been working with an architect to help resolve some of these issues. What we have going here is we are going to have an awning installed to cover that walkway area so that we can eliminate the condensation and the icing problems. We're going to put handicap buttons, push buttons on the doors to make it easier for people with a scooter or with a walker or a wheelchair to get into the building. We had an issue, I was told just a couple weeks ago, where an elderly woman with her walker tried to get through the door, got stuck halfway through. And proceeded to go, help me, help me. So we're thinking that would be a good addition there. We're also adding steps off here so that way people can have direct access into that double door area. As you can see, I've bulleted out some of the improvements. As I mentioned, the double doors with the handicap buttons. We're going to increase the size of that threshold up at the top so someone with a motorized scooter is able to turn and get into the building with the handicap door open, as well as the parents with the big double strollers. We're going to add those steps. We're going to put an awning over it to cover that walkway area, give better protection during inclement weather, and then, of course, repair that sidewalk. And we're talking to the city about the sidewalk repair. Our understanding is it's on their property, so we're still in negotiations with that. As I've mentioned before when I've spoken to you in the past, our circulation just keeps going up, which is wonderful. The investment that we have put back into the library is really paid off. Last year, our circulation came in at about 75,000 items. And looking at the numbers from last month, we've already surpassed that. We're going to come in around 84,000 items. That is fabulous growth for a library in this area. Here's a map that we had done by Curtis Copeland from the city of Branson. We, 93% of the people that are library members live in Taney County. Of those, 63% live with a Branson address. And I had no idea how many areas in Branson are unincorporated. So these are people that really, they part of them live are in the incorporated areas, the other part live in the unincorporated areas. But you can see how we stretch out into the county. There's another map I want them to make for us that shows where we are out in the county. When I look at the other cities, Forsyth, Hollister, Ridgedale, Walnut Shade, Kirbyville, and Merriam Woods are our largest other cities that come to use the library. And keep in mind, that doesn't even include the people that just walk in the door to use our services. Ever since the closure of Staples, we have seen a dramatic increase in the number of people that come in to use our computers and use our copying machine, as well as faxing services. So our business service on this side of our business has really grown. And just a reminder, libraries are a community asset. They are typically funded by a county or a city. And this map does a beautiful job of illustrating how other counties have stepped forward to put libraries in play. You can see down at the bottom, Taney County and Ozark County look pretty white. The other option is Lincoln County, which is north of St. Louis area. My understanding is, in conversations with them, I consider them a hybrid library. They are partially funded through the school system, so they do receive assistance from the school system, but not the case within Taney County and in the greater Branson area. Our projected project is estimated to cost $75,000. To date, we have received $45,000 for the project, and we're pretty proud of that. That has primarily come from private donations from individuals. We have targeted our membership. We've reached out to them, asked them to give us financial support. We joke about the fact that we have a tip jar up at our front desk with this project outlined there, and it's amazing how many people will throw a couple bucks in there to help out with this project. Since we are a community asset, we do serve the community within the greater, within Taney County. We are asking you to consider contributing to our campaign here. I'd love to see you give 10% of the cost, $7,500. I don't know if you have money in your year-end budget or if you can focus it in for next year. But in order for us to fund any kind of capital improvements for our library, we do need financial support above and beyond what we can raise in our thrift shop and our used bookstore and for library fees. I'm happy to address any questions that you might have or comments.
So on the project that you showed us there, is there more to it than the awning and the door?
Yeah.
And the,
yeah, there
that looked
is.
Like it should cost around, and we have some engineers and we have other people in the room. What was displayed looked like it should cost less than $15,000.
That is a major portion of the project. The bid that we have from the contractor is coming in, I think at the last one that we had from him, started out at 90-some thousand. We've got him down to about 68 right now. But I'm projecting there may be some overruns because we're going to add signage. But the door, what's also included in the project is there's a door right here. I don't know if that used to be an entrance to the building or what, but there's a huge cement thing there. That is going to be redone. There's a deck off the back of the building that we're going to have removed because it's in bad shape. There'll be some internal drywalling happening with the project. I know the handicap door itself is running around $2,100. And then the steps and then the awning. So keep that in mind. The awning will be over the steps as well.
Do you actually have a detail of what will be done and what the projected cost for each part of that is? Because I agree that is excessive for what we've seen the $75,000 is?
I don't have an answer to that. That's, we rely on our contractor for that.
But do you have, like, the detail of what is actually going to be done? Because maybe there's something we're missing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I was wondering.
Okay. I can get a copy of that. I don't know how detailed it is, but I can email that.
Well, it would be whatever you had given for the bid for, you know, for your contractor.
Yeah. Who owns the building?
We do, and I'm happy to say we are debt-free, which is unusual for many of the 501c3s in this area.
What's your, how many members do you have?
We have 4,300 members. Those are active members. And then that doesn't even take into account the number of people that just walk in the door to use our computers, photocopiers, faxer, et cetera. I'm assuming there's another, probably another 1,000 people that come in just for that.
And also, is the sidewalk left out of that bid, considering that you think it's the city's sidewalk and they might, are you including that in that bid?
I think it's included in that bid. I'd have to check that we're kind of negotiating on that. The gentleman who's doing the concrete work says it wasn't in his bid. The contractor's saying, yes, it should be part of his bid.
Yes.
So a lot of cities that we deal with, your sidewalk in front of your commercial building will be on the right-of-way that's owned by the city. But many of them will have a city code or something to that effect that says any improvements to that sidewalk are the responsibility of the property owner, that the city has the right to make those improvements upon themselves, or they can make the property owner. So say you have a sidewalk that was not ADA compliant in front of your business, they could make you bring that up. Even though you don't technically own that. Using is a big fight, but a lot of cities do have that. So they try to get, they say, yeah, we kind of own it, but we don't want to have the burden of owning it, so we want to make you pay for it. And in other words, a lot of cities do treat it.
So the negotiation would be between Tenney Hills Library and the city?
Yes.
The city has been really helpful in that this tree right there, which blocks the entrance. They did take responsibility for removing that, and they're taking responsibility for moving and removing another tree, a sweet gum, that is in the easement. They also took care of trimming the crepe myrtles over here, and they removed the stop sign, which was right in the middle of the sidewalk. So that was helpful. makes deliveries much easier. So they have assisted us with that. That's probably about $4,000 worth of assistance that they've been able to give us.
I gotta figure out who they're hiring to remove trees and move stop sign. Man. Are they gonna plant trees somewhere else because of their own rule said they have to plant a tree for everyone they remove?
Didn't ask that question. I was just glad to see the trees gone, or the those two. I'm still waiting on the sweet gum. I keep bothering Keith France every time I see him.
Is the current ramp ADA compliant, do you know?
As far as the grade, I think it's too steep.
So they're going to have to extend the...
You know, I don't think grade. That's in the bid. I know that's not in the bid. Our biggest issue right now is just to get those doors to be handicap compliant or to have handicap buttons and increase the threshold so people can maneuver their scooter, their walker, or the wheelchair.
And when you say threshold, are you meaning the landing?
Yes.
Outside of the...
Okay. Yeah. they're extending, they're adding quite a bit of concrete work. You can barely see it, but there is